12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Seems like a dream to me now.
On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Pure Michigan's Nick Nurbon. Hello, it's a winter wonderland out there today, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful and good morning. Yes, it certainly is. Another snowy day out there, and the snow conditions are excellent across the state.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I'm somebody that loves snow. I've never been to World of Winter in Grand Rapids, and I live there. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, World of Winter, I think it's in its third year now. It's just what it does, it borrows the inspiration what Art Prize does, which is to create an environment of art around downtown Grand Rapids. And these are large scale art installations. Some of them are lighted so that they're visible at night. You know, and this is kind of the definition of the Instagram worthy occasion. You get on there, there's really cool photo ops, and it's just fun to see this art displayed along the river and throughout downtown. And they also have all kinds of events too.
Very, very cool. People can go to worldofwintergr.com. I know that you're a skier. You love to ski. Have you ever been to the Muskegon Luge? That has finally opened, the Muskegon Luge and Adventure Sports Park.
Yeah, they just got the luge is open, and they've got the cross-country ski trails open. I have not done the luge, actually. It's been on my bucket list. I need to get over and do it. You can actually learn to luge on a track designed by an Olympian. It's right over just on the Muskegon State Park, right there in that area along the lakeshore. And it's so fantastic. What I did when I went over there the first time during the winter is the lighted cross-country ski trails. And this is so neat. You've got rental equipment and everything. All you have to do is show up dressed appropriately. They'll give you a pair of boots, get some skis and poles, and you can go out and enjoy a nice leisurely ski through the tall pines on these lighted trails at night. It is really cool.
What kind of shape do you got to be in to do that, though? Seriously, do you got to be in pretty good shape, you think?
You know, I think as long as you're able to walk a half mile, you're fine.
It's not like
a strenuous activity. These trails that are adjacent, they have different options for trails. But the trails that we did, we had some family with us that were not expert cross-country skiers. And it's just a nice, mellow, flat, with some very, very moderate, light hills. It's an easy trail to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice, and it's not a strenuous activity, and it is beautiful.
Awesome. I love that. I did forward you a news release about the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association and their nominations for the 2025 Stars of the Industry Awards. How close do you work with the Restaurant and Lodging Association in what you do with Pure Michigan?
Yeah, they're a partner that's very important to what we do across the state. Hospitality is such a critical part of the tourism industry. When we talk about restaurant and lodging, that's the heart of what we do. When we have guests come from within the state and from out of the state, these are the folks that take care of our visitors. And so they do their Stars of the Industry Awards each year. And this year it'll be awarded at our tourism conference in April. And these are everything from bartender star of the year into management and executives in the industry. And they're all so critical to what we do.
I saw that. Yeah, I thought that was really cool because, you know, everybody has their favorite place to go, their favorite waitress, their favorite bartender. You know what I mean? And so this is a nice way to recognize them. I did want to mention, I did put that story up at WGHN.com if people want to nominate anybody for these Stars of the Industry Awards for 2025. Lastly, Nick, the Detroit Lions. What do you know? What do you got? What do you know?
Yeah, Saturday night is all right this week. I can't wait. It's going to be so incredible. Like, you know, it's for those of us who have been with the Lions for decades, you know, and have been a fan year in and year out, what Coach Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have put together is just pretty incredible. And it's great to see some of the names popping back up. You know, David Montgomery will be back. And so we're going to hopefully get as healthy as we can and hopefully come out and play our game and take home a win.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think the Pistons, they moved their game, I believe. They moved their game. I think they did. They moved it. They moved the time on it because of the Lions, which I thought was really cool. I mean, we're one of the few cities that has all the major sports teams downtown. Am I right on that? I am.
It's made such a difference. For a while, it was the only city that has all four major sports playing in a downtown district. And it really does make a huge difference. And the economic impact of Lions playoff games, for example, is huge. But the other seasons don't stop. The Red Wings are still playing. The Pistons are still playing. So So all kinds of opportunities for sports fans in Detroit.
Awesome. We'll talk next week. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.